So the big question is this. How are gigging musicians like us, who don't make any money streaming, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we treat our music careers as online businesses in a way that lets us get our music and the things we believe in out to the world, yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jared Judge, and welcome to the Gigging Musician Podcast.
What's up, gigging pros? It's Jared Judge. Welcome back to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast, where I can help you get more out of your music. All right, so I am on my way home from day one of a two-day gig at the Colorado Convention Center. And if you may recall that I've played a gig here before, I think I've actually played a couple gigs there before. But this one is a Christmas gig. It's for the Colorado Christmas Show, which is an interesting little market. I wouldn't say it's little by any means. It uses one of the gigantic ballrooms, the exhibit hall in the Colorado Convention Center. And there are just hundreds of these little pop-up Christmas shops selling everything from like holiday sausage and beef jerky and Christmas ornaments, handmade ornaments. There's also like, you know, people selling everything from like massage tools to fireplace tools. I don't know. It's a very fun, eclectic mix. And they have a holiday stage. And I will say it is not a paid gig. And I knew that going in. And that was actually what I expected. So I saw this gig. I think I saw a Facebook ad for the Colorado Christmas Show. And I was like, huh, that sounds interesting. Let me check it out. And I looked at it and saw that it was this gigantic opportunity to be in front of like thousands of Denver natives. And it's early November. It's November 3rd today. And an opportunity to showcase some holiday tunes. So perhaps I could use it to get some holiday party business. You know, I'm the kind of person who just experiments and tries anything, you know, at least once and see what happens. And so I went on the website for the show and just found the contact for the show organizer. And I was like, let me just send them an email, see if they have a stage or would do music. So I sent them an email just saying, hey, I'd love to sponsor the event with some live music. If you're interested, let me know. I got a response saying, yes, it's a three-day event. We would love to have you all 3 days. And I was like, well, that sounds great, but I want 1 day of my weekend. So my wife and I, we agreed, let's do 2 days. So I just played day one. And it was, they have a little stage in the back corner. I had a decent audience. It was a weird audience because all of them were there to do shopping. They were doing their Christmas shopping. So people would stop in and out. And I would get some applause here and now. And I had planned my show to be more like upbeat tunes because I figured that's what people wanted. But I did mix in a couple slower tunes like, you know, Silent Night and then Believe from Polar Express. And what was interesting was that I had more of a crowd during the slower tunes. And they were definitely way more like attentive during those tunes. And then later, you know, I had some kids like really just watching and being really enamored at the instrument. And then a couple people came up after me was like, that was beautiful. It made me cry, which was so sweet. I also had my stand, like my stand-up sign. It's the big old red thing. It's called a retractable banner. You get those at Kinko's. They fold up and then you can put them, you know, market yourself with them. So I had that, and it had a QR code on it, and I noticed a couple people taking pictures of it or scanning it, which was pretty awesome. So moral of the story is I have no idea if this is going to lead to any gigs or anything, but it was fun. It was a way to bust out the Christmas tunes a month earlier than I would normally do it. And I do think it could, you know, I got some people interested in it because they were scanning my code, so it could lead to something. I just don't know. And if anything, I'll use it as an opportunity to network with the show organizer and see if they could get me into some other shows and, I don't know, book me for something. So, and I forgot one other thing, which was I had one of the show organizers who was kind of my dedicated sound engineer. He wasn't really doing much after I set up because we set the volume, set the levels, and it was all good. He offered to take some photos and videos of me. So I have some better holiday photos, you know, Christmas trees in the background, me wearing a green sweater. So I'm going to put those on my holiday parties page on my website and just use that. I might even put, I should have done this earlier, but it's too late now. I need to create a schedule page for myself on my website because I do play some public shows, this being one of them. Although it's not technically public, because I think people have to purchase a ticket to get in. Anyway, that being said, I need to put up a schedule page and let people know that this exists. And I should have sent out a newsletter to my corporate event and wedding planning partners, just letting them know, hey, I'll be here next. Come and listen. Because that would be a great way to build those relationships. Plus, any potential private event clients can come and see me, hear me play live. But hindsight is 2020. And like I said, I'm doing this just for the experiment to learn how it all goes. And one of the things that I've already learned is I need to promote the heck out of these public shows because I didn't do any promotion. And here we are. So anyway, that's thanks for listening to my ramblings. It's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. Just a little full transparency because, you know, I'm human. We recently lost our cat, Ozzy, who I loved and adored, still love, you know, RIP, to lymphoma, kitty cancer. And we've been dealing with that. It's been really hard. Pets do really become your family. And for those of you who have pets, I'm sure you guys get it. For those of you who don't, you know, I'm sure you understand as well. Pets really are amazing. Like, I loved Ozzy, and I think we're going to get another cat at some point once we have grieved and everything. And I just want to appreciate and tell you guys, thank you for all the messages that I've been receiving, you know, with condolences. Got a lot of pet owners who say, I know exactly what you're going through, and it's just really helpful. And I think we've built such a great community with the Gig and Musician podcast and Full Time Music Academy. So thank you. And yeah, thanks for tuning into another episode of the Gig and Musician podcast. Remember, your music will not market itself. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. If you liked this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post on Instagram, letting me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes. That will help me serve you better. Also, I would love to invite you to my upcoming 5-day full-time music challenge. Just give me 5 short days and I will show you a step-by-step plan to make real consistent income with your music. It's totally free and you can register on fulltimemusicchallenge.com. That's fulltime, one word, no dash in between, fulltimemusicchallenge.com. Thanks again, and I hope to see you in my next challenge.